move away from fractional reserve banking toward a system of 100% reserve requirements. This is looking at our national financial banking system. Why do this? Well, the idea is you would put control of the money supply and seniorage, the profit for making money, in the hands of the government rather than private banks. It's just remarkable. Back when I used to teach principles of economics to sophomores, the things that the sophomores, bless their hearts, never could believe was that banks created money out of nothing and lent it in interest. That was just overwhelming. And it should be overwhelming. I mean, it ought to be a total affront to common sense that this is just normal practice. That privilege of issuing money and being the first one to put it into circulation and thereby gaining the seniorage profit, that privilege ought to belong to the public, to the government, not to the private sector, to the banks. 100% reserve requirements would mean that banks would not be able to create money, that they would only be able to lend money they already had on deposit in savings accounts. It seems to me that under this system, every dollar that the bank would loan to some entrepreneur would be a dollar that somebody else had previously saved. So that would bring about the old classical balance between abstinence, saving, and new investment. And that would be a good discipline, I think, on growth. You would really be careful about your new investments because you had to save the money first in order to make the investment. You weren't just allowed to create money out of nothing and bid resources away from other people in the hopes that you might make a profit and be able to pay it back.